Time for the best 5 minutes of the day. Jason Cairns from Eau Claire, neuropsychologist by day, but early morning radio guy right now on WWIB. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Does that mean I'm an early morning radio guy by night, or only when it's still dark outside? Or
I probably should have said that differently, that you're an early morning radio presence, but then by day you're a neuropsychologist. So.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Just checking.
Yeah. Okay, so you posted, that was like Batman's grandma that you posted on Facebook yesterday.
Wasn't that a cute picture?
Uh-huh.
That was just a delightful picture. I came across it, I think, on Twitter, and I saw it, and it was just such a cute picture. Batman's grandma in a crocheted Batman outfit with the little pointy ears. It was really cute, I thought.
Into our fourth year together, there's an increasingly, fewer questions I haven't asked you, but did you have any dolls as a kid? Like, I had a G.I. Joe and I had a Batman, when I say doll, not like a
sure.
Classical, but yeah, like I had a Batman I played with. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if I had dolls. I had a lot of stuffed animals growing up. And I had a kind of a creepy Santa Claus stuffed animal. And but I can't think that I had any dolls specifically.
Yeah. It just felt, as soon as the words came out of my mouth, it felt a bit awkward. But maybe we should just transition to this music. All right, it's the best 5 minutes of the day. So the Cape Crusaders with you here in the morning on WWIB.
Maybe the better question would be, which is the best Batman character?
Yeah.
Was it Adam West?
Yeah, boy, that is good. Well, then you get into, I'm going to just shift it and say, for me, Cesar Romero just defined the Joker,
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Burgess Meredith is the Penguin.
Really? I didn't know Burgess Meredith even played the Penguin.
In this 1960s TV show he did, yeah.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Interesting.
Look it up on YouTube. Look it up on YouTube today. He did a great job. And then obviously Rocky's manager, more classically.
Right.
So.
Yeah. And also in Grumpy Old Men.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was the father of Lemon and Matt.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. And that, of course, was based in Wabasha, Minnesota, right?
It was. Correct. Yeah. Yep. Not far from here.
Okay. All right. Well, there we go. Yeah. Jack Lemon also, boy, what a prince of a guy. What a great, he was just a classy guy,
Yeah. You never know where we're going to go on this show.
No, you never do. I did not know when we started. I didn't know I was going to ask you about dolls. I was going to talk about the lyrics from Brandon Heath, That's Enough. I'm here, God is love, God is good, and that's enough. I like that.
I'm here, God is good, God is love, and that's enough.
Yeah.
That's good. Those are good lyrics.
I know. Yeah, those are good.
Absolutely.
Well, we covered all sorts of things this morning.
Yeah.
I'm going to tie it up with this, and then we'll get to the scripture. But Jack Lemmon,
sure.
A role that comes to mind for me is lesser known, but he played Maury Schwartz in the movie version of Tuesdays with Maury.
I assumed that was the movie you were going to mention
because
you had encouraged me to read that book.
Yeah.
And I did, finally. And, yeah, very good. Good stuff.
If I was a baseball hitter on book recommendations, I'm like 5 for 5 with you.
You are.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. I have Irresistible sitting next to my book stand, Andy Stanley book.
Yes,
and maybe that's what I need to pick up next.
There we go. That would be great. All right, we got James chapter 3, 7 and 8.
Yeah, it says, people can tame all kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and fish, but no one can tame the tongue. It is restless and evil, full of deadly poison.
All right, and in Jason's devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, he tackles James 3, 7, and 8 this way in a short paragraph. I created you with the intelligence to do amazing things. You can train all kinds of animals, build cities, and develop governments, but you cannot keep your tongue under wraps for long. Boy, that one hits close to home. When you lose control, you spew poison from your mouth and damage others. Thoughts?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think just, again, looking at not only the world around us, but, myself, and really wanting to keep my tongue under control, You know, I think there are things that I do well, but I'm also aware that when that runs away with me, I can cause harm, and I don't really want to do that.
Yeah, I've been pondering this because we've been talking about it. I mean, I would suggest that, right, it goes beyond the other places Jesus talks about your heart, and he says in places like, I want to say Mark 7, I could be wrong on that, but it's not what you eat, but it's what, you know, that goes into you, but it's what comes out of you, particularly your heart, the center of your mind, will, and emotions. And obviously your tongue is just saying what's in your heart. And sure. So I think for me, and Chris, it's not necessarily, it can be angry things, but it's not necessarily that as much as just as an external processor, it's so easy for me to just, there was a driver yesterday as we were getting to soccer and my wife wondered what she did. And when I got out of the vehicle, and I almost said something, and my wife's like, no, there's things I could say here that I'm not going to say there. So, sure. You know.
Yeah, as we say at our house, there's inside words and there's outside words.
Yes, yes. Yeah, that's probably good to keep in mind. Thank you, Jason. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You bet.
All right, WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. You know, it's amazing. I made it on the radio all these years, sharing as openly and freely as I do, and have successfully stayed married all that time with, yes, my wife knows that, like, well, you shared that? You shared that, yeah. Win a Wednesday, WWIB. Got a couple of Mycon movie tickets available this morning at 723-2555 as we ask you to name the year of the mystery song as we celebrate WWIB 50 years of broadcasting.
So again, this song will come from one of those 50 years. So you have 50 possibilities as far as naming the year. We don't tell you if it's later or earlier. We just say name the year. Keep on guessing till someone gets it. Pretty nice prize today.
Yeah, that's right. Two tickets to MyCon. Now going to be there for Single Mom Saturday this week. And boy, that one particular movie, the Mario movie, has just been top of the charts, huh?
Absolutely. So two tickets.
Box office.
To MyCon if you can name the year of this song. Let's take a listen. That's all you get today.
Gave you a full 1.3 seconds today.
1.3 seconds. Here it is again. One more time. What year of WWIB's 50 years of existence as we celebrate 50 years of broadcasting? What year was this song from? 715-723-2555.
From 1973 to 2023, which year do you guess? 723-2555 for a couple of tickets to MyCon, the movie of your choice.
All right, 715-723-2555. No penalties for wrong answers. You can keep on guessing. You just have to hang up each time. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Sherry from Bloomer.
Hey, Sherry.
Sherry from Bloomer. What year is this song from?
I'm going to say 2010.
2010, Halvo?
That's not it, Sherry.
Not correct, Sherry. You go ahead and try back. 715-723-2555.
As successful as Sherry has been on Wednesdays in the past, not that one today.
To get a ringer on the first time would be very difficult. Uh-huh. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
Kaden Johnson. I guess
1990.
Kaden Johnson, thank you for calling. It's not 1990, but you call back and try again, Kaden. Great work. So it's not 1990 and it's not 2010. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. You're on the air on WIB Wake Up Show on a Win It Wednesday. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
This is Dave from Mondovi.
Hey, Dave.
What year?
Hey, I'm thinking 2003.
2003 for this?
That's not it either.
Not 2003. So what do we have? Not 2010, not 1990, and not 2003. There's 47 more options, Havel.
Well, there you go.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
Brian Eau Claire.
All right, hey, Brian. What year?
1987.
1987, the year of my birth.
We looked at that year, but that's not the year for this one.
It's not. Call us back, Brian from Eau Claire. 715-723-2555, trying to give away MyCon movie passes. Good morning. What year for this mystery song? 2015.
Yeah, that's not it either.
Not 2015. Try again. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What year?
2020.
2020 for this. Not 2020.
I'm going to give some parameters. It's between 1990 and 2003, okay?
So all right.
We've got the ceiling and the roof here.
So. We're narrowing it down. Good morning, WWIB. What year on this Win It Wednesday? What year for this?
1996.
Not 1996, but you call back, try again. Good morning, WWIB. What year? What do you think?
It's Caden again.
He's persistent.
2001.
2001, Caden. Not 2001. It. You keep trying, buddy. 715-723-2555. Caden wants to go to the movies.
Yeah, he does. All right. Again, it's between, we told you, between 1990 and 2003. All
Good
right.
Good morning, WWIB. This song, what year is it from?
2002,
he says.
That's not it either.
Not 2002, so we're eliminating more and more each time. Good morning, WWIB. Win It Wednesday. What year?
1998.
Havo.
That was a great year, but that's not it.
Not 1998. Wow. Wasn't that the year that the Vikings lost in the NFC Championship game? Maybe.
It's the year I got married. Yeah. Okay.
Every year.
All right. We're going to tell you the floor is 1990.
Thank you for calling.
The new ceiling is 1996, okay? So
all
it's
right.
Between those.
90 to 96 for this song. What do you think?
Good.
What year?
1994.
1994, not 1994. Good guess. Try again if you can get back through. Good morning, 715-723-2555. What year?
Well, this is Teresa from Rice Lake, 2000.
2000, Teresa from Rice Lake, Havo.
I'm going to give you another guess because we already said it's between 90 and 96, so guess again.
Go ahead, Teresa.
97
for this?
No, between 90 and 96. So the floor is 90 and the ceiling is 96. So between those, and 94 was taken. So guess another one.
95.
Teresa from Rice Lake.
You're a winner.
No way. Oh, hallelujah.
Do you have any idea, Teresa from Rice Lake, what that song is?
No.
It is. Well, go ahead, Alvo. You picked it.
It is Common Creed from the Great West King.
And we're going to hear it right here, right now, going back to 1995 when I was 8 years old and Alvo was 3 years away from getting married. So last night, was it last night?
Yeah, last night.
Aaron Rodgers posted on his Instagram profile a fairly long and heartfelt farewell to Green Bay, to the organization, to the city, to the fans. And of course, you'd probably be hiding under a rock or maybe just don't care about sports at all, which may describe some of you if you didn't realize that Aaron Rodgers for a long time has been all but dealt via trade to the New York Jets. But then this week, the details finally came down. It was finalized. They hammered out the deal. And so Aaron Rodgers, future Hall of Famer, longtime quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, brought them that Super Bowl, of course. He is heading to be the new quarterback for the New York Jets. And again, eerily similar maybe to what happened with Brett Favre when, again, he had some disagreements with the Packers, and thankfully that was all mended later on. But he also moved on to the Jets, but a little bit different here in that I think Rodgers is really going out of his way to say, hey, there's no enmity here. They're moving on. I'm moving on. And so he posted this on his social media, which, again, is the way most things happen these days, it seems like, and shared this message. We wanted to just share it with you, what the longtime quarterback of our Green Bay Packers said about so many.
Yeah, I posted it on my Facebook page last night, and he begins by saying, I'm not sure it's possible to fully express the gratitude that I have to the Packers, our incredible fans, the state of Wisconsin, the thousands of players that I crossed paths with, the incredible men and women who work for the organization, and the amazing people who I got to meet along the way in one post with 10 pictures. But I hope you read this and feel my heart and soul filled with love, joy, and peace about my time in green and gold.
He continues, I grew up in Green Bay, drafted at 21, fell in love with the game, met some lifelong friends, and take with me memories that will last a lifetime.
Keep going.
He says, I'm grateful to the late Ted Thompson for drafting me for my head coaches, especially the 13 years with Mike McCarthy and the last four with Matt LaFleur.
I'm going to just explain that and let you read some more, because I said to my wife last night, you got to understand, right? He and Alex Smith were both waiting. They were the top quarterbacks waiting on the NFL draft. The thing was, Alex Smith was chosen by the team that Aaron cheered for growing up, San Francisco, at number one. And Aaron waited and waited. The commissioner invited him into his suite so he wouldn't be under the lights of the TV camera. And finally, at 24, Ted Thompson took him. So that you got to understand that backstory.
He continues, I had some incredible men to work with in the quarterback room over the years, including Tom, AVP, Luke, and Connor. And again, he names a lot of individuals here, too, that have affected his life that he's grateful to. He says, huge thank you to my guys in the equipment room, Red, T-Bone, Odea, Kev, Brian, Andy, Gruber, all my dear friends in the training room over the years as well. He says, Nate, Flea, Doc McKenzie, Doc Gray, Pep, and Cuz.
Mm-hmm. The legendary Adam Corzoon and his incredible staff. And he goes on naming a number of names. Cites also The Rock, Larry McCarron, and Wayne Larrivee for giving words to the highlights of his career.
He says, Gray and Big Rob, thank you for your work with our guys over the years. Bloke, Thad, Grant, and Giz in the weight room, Bob Harlan, Russ Ball, Mark Murphy, and Brian Gutekunst for your stewardship of the organization. Everyone on the third and fourth floors who make that building run smoothly. And he continues as well.
Yeah, talking about so many countless others at the loading dock, the tours, the concessions, maintenance, our field crew, etc.
Aaron Rodgers, again, in this farewell post yesterday, he says to the fans, again, all in caps here, thank you. You made every run out of the tunnel special, every home game magical, and it was my honor to be your quarterback.
Aaron, winding down, says to my teammates, I love you all, and I'm thankful for the moments on and off the field that brought us close. I played with legends. I played with friends. Thanks for believing in me and having my back always.
He finishes this way. This is not the end for us. I will see you again, Green Bay. You'll always have my heart. Signed, 12.
There you go.
A farewell from a legend for the Green Bay Packers. Michael W. Smith, let's throw it back a little ways here. Friends, looking forward to the Jordan Love era, I suppose, but I miss Aaron.
The Whip Wake Up Show on WWIB this morning. And it's funny because I threw it out to Jason Cans earlier this morning. We were just, I don't know. He had posted a picture of a Batman grandma, and I asked him if he ever had a doll as a kid in terms of, like, G.I. Joe Batman dolls, and we've got a doll-related story this morning.
We do indeed. So Mattel, that, of course, makes the famous Barbie doll, has come out with a new Barbie doll that really gives representation to those who probably never had a doll made for them before. And I think this is really cool.
I do, too. The first ever Barbie doll with Down syndrome has been introduced by Mattel, making the announcement yesterday. They'd work closely with the National Down Syndrome Society to ensure the doll accurately represented a person with Down syndrome.
Now, the doll's dress features butterflies as well as yellow and blue colors associated with Down syndrome awareness.
Yeah, accessories that include a pendant necklace with three chevrons represents the three copies of the 21st chromosome.
The doll also comes with ankle foot orthotics, which many children with Down syndrome use for support.
And you just think about, you know, the business of children is play, right? And so I just think to be able to, hey, this is a doll that you could really identify with and relate to. I think it's important.
I do as well. I mean, in a lot of I think representation is important for children when they see, again, characters and shows and movies and dolls and toys and things like that to say, hey, they look like me. I think that's a really beautiful thing. And so I applaud them. Again, it's easy to see all the things that corporations do and say, well, let's boycott this. Let's boycott that. We're upset about this. We're angry about this. But I want to give credit where credit is due. And I think this is a beautiful thing. So wonderful job by Barbie and by Mattel.
Absolutely. This is fun. Things we've learned from the movies.
I sure love the movies. Go enjoy one the way movies were meant to be seen at Micon Cinemas. Things that we have learned over our years from watching movies, and I'm sure many of you, maybe most of you, can relate.
Yeah. Good things like all grocery shopping bags contain at least one stick of French bread.
They do. Things we've learned from the movies. Once applied, lipstick will never rub off, even while scuba diving.
Something else we've learned from the movies, the ventilation system of any building is the perfect hiding place. Yeah, no one will ever think of looking for you in there, and you can travel to any other part of the building you want without difficulty.
I will add that it always supports your weight as well, somehow. Things we've learned from the movies here in the Whip Wake Up Show. If your town is threatened by an imminent natural disaster or a killer beast, The mayor of your town's first concern will be the tourist trade.
Mm-hmm, there you go. Other things we've learned from the movies, kitchens don't have light switches. When entering a kitchen at night, you should open the fridge door and use that light instead.
Yes. The chief of police, things we've learned from the movies, the chief of police will always suspend his top detective or give him 48 hours to finish the job.
There you go. Something else the movies have taught us, no matter how dire the situation, the hero's hair will always remain perfectly styled and intact.
How about this one? When someone is being chased through a forest, they will inevitably trip and fall at least once.
Yeah, guaranteed, over a tree root. Hey, something else we've learned. Every computer can be hacked in seconds with just a few keystrokes, and the hacker will always say, "I'm in," upon success.
I'm in. During a car chase, this is great, things we've learned from movies. During a car chase, fruit stands and glass windows are the most common casualties.
Always. Something else we've learned, aliens, no matter how advanced their civilization, will always have a single fatal weakness that humans can exploit.
Thank goodness. Any person waking up from a nightmare in the movies will sit bolt upright and pant heavily.
Yes. Something else, during a shootout, the hero never runs out of bullets until the most dramatic moment, at which point they'll discover their gun is empty.
And it just clicks. Mm-hmm. And finally, things we've learned from the movies here in the WIB Wake Up Show, a car that has been chased, shot at, or otherwise damaged will inevitably explode upon impact with any objects.
That's fun.
Things we've learned from the movies.